Imagine turning on the shower or kitchen tap and not finding any water. After calling your neighbors, you found they also have no water. The neighborhood is experiencing what many have warned us about. Our aquifers are going dry. How do we manage our groundwater aquifers? Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Bob Brown and Paul Hoover both grow grapes in northern San Luis Obispo County, California. They're having these conversations right now, and guess what? They're talking about starting a local groundwater management program.
We are operating right now where there really isn't any governance or concern from a collective sense about how much we are able to pump from the groundwater, from our wells. By and large, when you talk to individual vineyard owners or ranchers or anybody that pumps out of their well, they're saying the amount we use is reasonable to what I do. However, there's been more and more straws, so many more straws put in the ground, if I could use that term, that has eventually started to tax the available resource here. So if we came together and can cooperatively agree on managing this ourselves, that would greatly benefit this area. It would be run by people that are us. People like Paul should be running for this district to sit on this board because he has skin in the game. He is a vineyard owner. He understands the value of water to his land. So any decision that he makes would also have to impact him as well as the rest of the people in the area here.
Bob went on to say that rural residential property owners that use water, cattlemen, and other farmers also need to serve in governance created for groundwater management. Directors representing many beneficial water uses are needed. It's the collective interest of all local water users that best manage the needs of the Paso Robles groundwater basin.
The state doesn't want to micromanage little areas like us. So on the demand side, I think they look towards us to do a better job of being sure we're doing everything possible to be as efficient as we possibly can. Don't waste water. Use all modern technology. And then if ultimately, like many areas in our coastal area over here, there's been moratoriums on any new use of water in some of our little coastal communities for 30, 40 years. Now, they're about to run out of water. So, you know, there's no magic pill here, meaning that they haven't allowed any growth. They manage the heck out of it. And Mother Nature has had a 3-year agenda.
It comes down to creating a water demand that never exceeds the amount of groundwater that is available on any given year. This takes knowing where and how much groundwater there is, and cutting back water demand during dry years so groundwater aquifers are not dangerously depleted. The question we all wonder is, will the next year be an even more severe drought than this year? Groundwater aquifers are our end game resource for water, and in many cases, our only resource for water.
I think it's critical that we provide this state with access to local governance, just like if we were just the wild, wild west and didn't have a county. I mean, where would we be for fire protection and ambulance and hospitals if we all just sort of lived out in the prairies? No, we rely on cities and counties and local jurisdiction, and the state relies on that and then helps on the financing side. So again, I don't think we can look at our little local community and say, let's interconnect the state so that there's pipelines and lakes and things all over the state. But that, in my opinion, has to happen. We have to look at the state in aggregate and that say, okay, how many millions of people live here and where are they getting their water? And if we run into, heaven forbid, 5-year droughts, how are we going to move all that water around to take care of everybody? So no, I think it's a big picture problem.
Experiencing empty water tanks and wells that have gone dry is on everyone's mind. If you have a primary home or a second home that uses a well for a water supply, managing the groundwater resource is critical. Managing groundwater requires an intimacy that can only be achieved by local management. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.